Good afternoon. Welcome to the service of celebration of the life of Jesus lived out in the person of David M. Scholar, husband, father, grandfather, father-in-law, brother, friend, teacher, mentor, colleague, neighbor, and follower of Jesus. You are gathered here today with David and Jeanette's church family, and we welcome you to this place where the Scholars have so often and so faithfully worshiped and served. There is a time to laugh, and I give you permission to laugh today. There are many beautiful flowers that have been sent, and I cannot resist sharing with you. There have been many greetings as well that have been sent via fax, email, calls from all around the world, literally. I'm not going to mention any of them except this one. There was a small arrangement of flowers lovingly sent today. Jeanette called me over and pointed it out to me, and as it said to David Scholar, and then as we opened the card, it said, "Happy birthday." And then there was a person's name, and it went on with hugs and kisses and to wish him well. And as we start today, I would like for you to pray for some poor soul who's having a birthday today. And I'm just wondering what kind of greeting he got with the flowers that were sent his way. I think David's laughing about that one. Speaking of mistakes, we have a number of pallbearers, and Richard DeMere, we apologize for leaving your name off the list. Richard has been very helpful to David and Jeanette in these years, and he is one of the pallbearers today as well. There is a time to laugh, and there's a time to cry. David wept. You should feel free to weep as well today. There's also a time to answer your cell phone, but not here and not now. So if you'd be so kind as to double-check and make sure it's turned off or on silent or mute, that would be wonderful. Our ushers are here, and they would like to help you in any way that they can. We want everyone who comes to church here at FBCP to feel validated. And we have a machine that will do that for you. If you parked in the garage today, we would really like to stamp your ticket. You'll feel valid as you go forth, and it won't be charged in the parking garage. So please do that on your way out. Again, we can help you with that. The restrooms are in the foyer. The ushers can guide you to them. As we worship together today, we want to honor the Lord Jesus Christ who calls us here. After our service, we have some refreshments. We hope you can linger, greet one another, enjoy the family of God in refreshments. And again, I bid you welcome. Would you bow your head in prayer with me? Jesus, Deliverer, come thou to us. Soothe thou our voyaging over life's sea. Thou, when the storm of death roars weeping by, whisper, O truth of truth, peace, it is I. Almighty God, Father of mercies and God of all comfort, we ask that you comfort us today. Comfort us so that we may cast all our cares on you. Jesus, when you walked this earth, you touched people, and it made all the difference in the world. Would you be pleased today to touch us now? Lord, we do not grieve as those who have no hope, but we do grieve. You are the good shepherd. Come and tenderly care for your sheep. We thank you today for the life of your servant, our brother David. We pause here today to remember and give thanks to you for him. Lord, would you be pleased to help us go forth as we reflect on David, to go forth to be more loving, more accepting, more affirming of others, and more in love with Jesus. Lord, it is good to be here today. Very good. We open our hearts to you, to the work of your Spirit, as we talk about Jesus in David's life. Amen.